guys are pretty great.
Outstanding.
Here they are.
Happy birthday.
How did you know it was my birthday?
The best!
Now, where are we off to?
Are you planning another holiday?
You know what I was doing at your age?
The Lombardo.
Listening to Wham. Dating a girl with shoulder pads.
That's enough.
Thank you so much for your time. That's been a really long day for you.
I hope you haven't waited way too long.
No, it's all right. It's a nice hotel.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a... so I guess I'll start with what attracted you to the film.
Well, I mean, I think it was the attractive notion not to be unemployed anymore. I think, that's always a nice thing as an actor. When Working Dog asks you to do a job, it's almost impossible to say no.
Hearing that a lot.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty amazing. Their track record kind of speaks for itself. I wouldn't want to be the guy who turned down a Working Dog film, I think.
Oh, me?
Same with you, yeah.
Look, you know, he said it well, those two words, Working Dog. And what they do so well is you know, we see the cast of those characters that they said of the family and how they mend with the politics and frontline with news. When I read this script and when Jane kind of talked me through it, it was very clear that they kind of captured something in Australia, the 20s, you know, those people, the characters, and they do it, it's done in such a funny way.
Yeah.
And as soon as I read that, it was very, very clear that they'd captured something again in the script. And so, of course, I jumped at the chance, you know.
And I was just talking to Rob about this point. Did you ever worry about that character who was, in fact, both your characters who were, lead a lifestyle that a lot of us would envy? Did you ever worry that was going to be a barrier to the audience?
Of course, yeah. I think for me, that was probably the biggest challenge. You know, this idea that you didn't want people to watch Ben and go, "What are you complaining about?"
Yeah.
Like, what's, you know, you've got everything. Stop whinging, basically. I don't think that's, you know, we hope that we avoided that. You know, because Ben's heart is in the right place. He really does love his friends, and of course he loves Alex, and he learns that maybe a bit too late in the film. But I think he tries to fix all his mistakes. But yeah, I think the balance that I needed to find with Ben was to make him frustrating, so that the audience would go, just pick up the damn phone and call the girl, but without being unlikable. And, you know, Rob and I were constantly monitoring that. And I think we got away with it. You know, I trust me, Ben is going to frustrate you. He's flaky, and he says he's going to do things and he doesn't. But believe me when I tell you, his heart is really in the right place. Yeah.
And I guess the other thing I've been hearing a lot today is just how tightly scripted the film actually was. Did either of you find that difficult, or did you...
No, in a way it was liberating. I mean, did you find that? It was like you could relax because you trusted the script so well. I mean, when you read a script and it sucks and they say, stick to the script, that would be scary.
Yeah.
I go, I really don't believe that's the right decision. I think we need to change it. But when you read a script and it's great and they say stick to the script, you go, great, means I don't have to improvise. so for me, I found it quite liberating.
Yeah, look, we had a week rehearsal process and then the start, Rob said, go for it, trying to think, say anything, and of course I went in there batting and swinging, trying a few lines, but they'd written such an amazing script that it didn't really matter, you know what I mean? It was all there.
And Chris, for you, you've been obviously got an extensive background in television at the moment, so when you come to something like a Working Dog production, for you, is how do you approach that differently? Is it...
Look, I've done, strangely enough, this is like my seventh film. The first one that hit the cinemas I got cut from, and all the others have gone straight to DVD. So this is the first one that I've actually stayed part of, and it's hitting cinemas. But look, all my other characters I've played have been kind of dark, gritty drama characters. The one before that was on Home and Away playing a psychopath. So, you know, when I got the opportunity to play a comedy in a big film like this, you know, first of all, I was Working Dog, and I didn't want to be the guy that stuffed up, you know what I mean? So I worked as hard as possible with Rob. And he just made it seem, the whole process seemed so easy to me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the time I walked away from that rehearsal process, he instilled in confidence in me that I deserve to be part of this film, and then I could deliver the jokes and stuff like that. So, and that all credit goes to Working Dog and Rob for doing that.
And Josh, I guess you've been having a terrific year with television. I just read this morning that House of Lies got renewed.
I read this morning. I found it was such a beauty.
So, you know, working a year when you've been working with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell, I mean, did you ever think it would come to that?
No, I mean, I guess you always hope that you can make a living out of it. I think that was always, we just wanted to keep doing this forever. And I think it would have been, yeah, on paper, say working with Don Cheadle or Kristen Bell sounds great, but it would have been terrible if they were awful people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they're lovely people, and that trumps their celebrity.
I sort of get that scoop then.
No, I don't know. Look, I'm actually luckier than working with celebrities has been working with nice people. Yeah. To me, that's the luckiest thing.
And you were saying Will Ferrell was...
All right, Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, I just did a dogfight on. Yeah. Again, they were nice. And after the initial, oh my God, they're famous moment, which wears off after a minute, what remains is, oh my God, I got to work with nice, generous actors. And that's lasting, not celebrity. So I think I put working with Christian and Rachel and Rob and the Working Dog team on par with working with Don Cheadle and Will Ferrell for the simple fact that they were all really nice to me and I learned something from all of them.
Christian, after that high praise, the other bit of high praise I was reading this morning was Kelly Dolan describing you as a director's dream.
Ooh, isn't that nice?
And who's Kelly Dolan?
He did, I worked with him in Gates of Hell. There's a film coming out called John Doe.
Are you in it?
Not John Doe, no, but Gates of Hell.
Yeah, no, I know. Sorry, I'm catching up.
I know, this is all
good. Director's dream, that's great.
Look, I just want to do the best job possible, you know, and if, before I'm an actor, I'm a movie fan. You know, I absolutely love movies, so I just want to be part of them, and so anytime I get an opportunity to be part of them, I go to any length to make sure I do a good job.
Yeah, he works really hard. Harder than most actors that I've seen. He really does puts everything in. Everything comes second to the project when Kristen's working on it.
Appreciate that.
That's true. That's true.
Daniel did tell me this morning that you were standing up at 7 days a week for 7 weeks.
That's right. Well,
he was praising you this morning and you were hard working.
Oh, this film? Yeah, but it didn't feel like work. To take away some of the praise, you know, it just didn't feel like work to us. I enjoyed turning up to set. I mean, in a weird way, even if I wasn't scheduled that day, I would have loved to have turned up just to be a part of that team. I know that sounds like I'm sucking up to them. I wasn't. I'm selfishly saying I enjoyed every single second of it. I loved it. Yeah.
And I guess for both of you, you're working together again on the intriguingly titled Squid the Movie. Which, is that based on the short film?
It is. Yeah. Based on the short film. It's been shot, it's done. Yeah. And in fact, we finished it many years ago. And I know that on IMDb it says in post-production or something. It's because it still is literally in post-production. I don't think it'll ever get finished. Am I wrong? It's not, is it? It's just never going to get finished.
It's going to come out in DVD extras of one of our films. But we did... Josh and Ed co-wrote another film that is coming out second half this year called Scumbus.
Yes.
So look out for that.
Yeah.
And Ed, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And any chance for me to get to act, you know, whatever I have to do, you know what I mean? And also just another one called Border Protection Squad, which is Ed Cavalier's first feature film, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
Look, guys, thank you so much. I know it's going to be
awesome, man. Happy to answer any.
Okay, thanks so much, Grace.
No worries, absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
Pleasure, man. Enjoy your day.